Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Phoebe, we've got so many memories. What a ride our friendship has been.
You know it, Jess. You know, the other day I was just thinking about when Season 3 came out, way back in 2017.
Oh my gosh, who was president then? Doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck about whoever that was. But yeah, Season 3, star-studded is what I'd call it. We had a nice man join us now, didn't we?
Oh, Mr. Ham, John Ham, what a gentleman. I'd be the goddamn eggs in his ham any time.
Still doing that joke, I guess.
First question, John. Have you ever dated a Coco Queen like me? Just think about it.
I don't need to think about it.
What is the answer, though?
Yeah, what's the answer?
I've never dated. Oh. Hold on. Oh.
There.
Bring it down.
Is still time but. To do that.
What a magical night that was. I could barely keep my Zarzar Binks high-waisted jeans on.
Excuse me.
Remember my crazy ride to the airport?
Oh, who could ever forget that?
It's time for me to go to the airport. I always miss flights. And I get in my Uber and I go straight to the airport. And as we're getting off of LAX, I realize that I left my vibrator sitting out at my parents' house. Literally what I do.
That was like your own action movie of one. Ooh, Indiana Jones and the sex toy, am I right?
Very funny, you old bitch. But remember Dignitaro, what a dream.
Do I look like I'm about to have a stroke?
No.
I love that there's a good portion of people here that are like, who is he?
Oh, and what about Gabrielle Union? Her face, I could have just, so brown and perfect and chatty.
What's fucked up, though, is when people think that ISIS, they'll call her the villain.
Oh, no. It's, no.
First of all, I wasn't stealing cheers.
Okay? Whoa!
It's cold in here.
There must be some Taurus in the atmosphere. I said, oh, we, oh, we, oh.
Why? And Morgan Murphy.
I thought you were going to say Morgan Freeman. I'm like, what was he on?
My friend went on a date with a girl who's like 20. And I get that's, again, in my Tinder window, I'm competing against 20, right? And I was like, tell me about this date because I want to know what I'm competing against. They had a drink at a bar, and then they parted ways. That was a whole date. No kissing, nothing. Her follow-up text to having a drink at a bar and parting ways was a video of herself fingering her butthole. By the way, I know that because he showed it to me, because that's what people do to the videos you send them. In case you're wondering, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to masturbate for this guy. I'm going to send him a video of it. What's going to happen? He's going to show 9 people the coffee bean is what's going to happen. That was her follow-up text to having a drink at a bar and parting ways, fingering her butthole. Do you know what my follow-up text would have been to having a drink at a bar and parting ways? And I think it's pretty fucking cute. Gracias por la cerveza.
Oh, what a ride. Season 3.
Oh, yes, and who could forget that year? I met Bono, and the rest is history. I mean, who would guess I would end up marrying an Irishman and we would have a large musical family, considering I have no musical talent at all?
Not me, Phoebes.
Imagine.
Certainly not me. And who would guess that I, Jessica Williams, would go to law school and spend the rest of my days serving on the Supreme Court and busting that ass legally?
Hear ye to that. It's what Thurgood Marshall wanted, I would think.
Oh, Phoebe, you're such a dope queen.
Oh, no, Jessica, how could you say that? You're the dope queen.
No, you're such a dope queen.
No, you're such a dope queen.
No, you are such a dope queen. No, you're a dope queen. You're a dope. What? Oh, my gosh. Phoebe, Phoebes, wake up. I just had the craziest dream.
Oh, my God, wait. Me too. I feel so weird.
I just dreamt that you were married to Bono or Bono or whatever the fuck his name is. And that I... And
you were on the Supreme Court? Oh, my God. I had the exact same dream.
Oh, my gosh. And it was all about season 3?
Which comes out this week.
Yo, Phoebes, this is some high-key spooky shit.
Okay, but seriously, guys, tune in to season 3. Let me mean it.
Cool. Well, let's take it away and get our vibes out. Mine's is manual.
Ooh.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.